Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And class, I was just saying to Jason, I think I have an allergy. And I think I've had it for a long time. I think I'm allergic to most people. And I had a boss back in the 80s, and I had my annual performance review. And he said to me, Vinny, you don't get along well with stupid people. You just leave dead bodies everywhere. I think he was right. I just can't stand stupid people. And these are people who don't want to. They don't want to think. They don't want to put forth any extra effort. It's just too hard. And they just rather lie in that recliner and push buttons and watch the blue screen. They don't want to learn. They don't want to help themselves. And I think I'm allergic to them. And the problem is they're everywhere. That's the problem. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm scratching because this allergy's making me scratch. I'm really itchy. That's one of the manifestations of this disease I think I have, where I'm allergic to most people. You know, Gwyneth, of course I'm kidding, class, but they're everywhere. They're everywhere. My son was showing us a video this morning. He was showing Mrs. Finelli and me this video of this long, it's like three lanes of highway. And in the right-hand most lane, which would be, you know, this low lane, sometimes it's the exit ramp lane, there was this long, long, long line of traffic. It looked like it was going on for miles. Now, in the middle lane and the fast lane, there were just a few vehicles, very few, and they were just zipping along at highway speeds, normal speeds. But in the slow lane, the exit lane, you know, where people would exit the highway, it was gridlock. Absolute, nobody was moving. And the video showed, you know, one of the last cars in this very long line, and it proceeded to the first car. But it wasn't a car. It was a truck. And it was stalled. And everybody's waiting, thinking they're, you know, everybody's getting off this exit ramp. And the answer was, nobody was getting off the exit ramp. There was a tractor trailer stalled just before the exit ramp. So the point of this is, information is kind of important. Had they known, they'd be in the middle lane going around this truck and then getting off the exit ramp instead of clogging the highway, because they had no idea that nobody was going to go anywhere until this guy had his tractor trailer either repaired or towed or something. And that's kind of where we are today. We get bad information, we get incorrect information, or we get no information. We have no leadership. And that's one of those most serious problems that we have in the United States of America. Corporations don't know what to do. They can't plan because the guy at the top is devoid of any leadership skills. Okay. So if he said, all right, here's what we're going to do. We have a plan, and here is what we're going to do. So if you all get in line, everything's going to be great. It'll all work, and we'll all be better off for it. But he has no plan. And he keeps changing his mind as if he did have a plan, he keeps saying, no, everybody go to the right, right? We all got to go to the right. And then he says, no, I didn't mean that. I meant left. Actually, then he says, no, right. And then his spokesperson says, no, he's sure of what he's saying. He's just thinking. He's deep in thought. Yeah, he means we should go right, left, stop, full speed ahead. That's what he means, yeah. That's where we are today. So, in order to plan, you have to have a course in mind. And here's just one little example of what I'm talking about. Sergey came to the house on Sunday. It's always great to see him. So he came to the house and spent maybe 5 hours here. And he and I were at the kitchen table, and he saw some of our tomatoes. Mrs. Finelli had some on the counter, and he said, tomatoes. And he said, can I have some? Absolutely, you can, certainly. So he had a tomato sandwich, and Mrs. Finelli said, would you like some tomatoes? And he said, yeah, that'd be great. So she went out and picked some fresh tomatoes out of our garden, which is just a few feet from our back door. And that's where it should be, very close to your back door. She brought in these two bowls of tomatoes. And she said, feel these tomatoes. And they were hot. I don't mean spicy. I mean, these are just ripe red tomatoes that were very, very warm to the touch. I mean, really warm. So the next day, I took the non-contact thermometer and I went out to find a tomato in the sun. 122 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Tomatoes can't take that. Tomatoes cannot take that temperature. So here's what happened.
I was going to say, wouldn't that almost be hot enough to cook them on the vine?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's what happened. The tomatoes came in about a month late. This growing season. So they were late because of the weather. And now they are dying a month early. So that takes 2 months off the growing season. Our tomatoes are done. That's it for tomatoes here at our farm. And it's not just us. So what we're seeing when they say climate change, and then you hear people say, oh, no, that's just the sun. It's the combination of the sun and the man-made events, like all these fossil fuels that we're burning, the nuclear reactors that are running, that are dumping heat into the cooling towers, that are dumping it into the atmosphere, or dumping it into rivers, lakes, and oceans. We are burning an enormous amount of energy because we are stupid, we are careless, we are reckless, and we're squandering some of the most precious things that we have on this planet. We're just squandering it. The wealthy, you look at Bezos, you look at Gates, you look at these great big yachts that these guys have. You don't think they're squandering energy? Of course they are. They don't need to be in a 500 or 600 foot yacht. They could be in a 12-foot little powerboat if they wanted to zip around in the water. But no, they got to bring their helicopter with them. And they've got to bring another yacht with them just in case something happens to the first yacht. Don't look up to these wealthy people. Look down on them because they're destroying everything in their wake. Gwyneth, I just wanted to let the class know we're in a lot of trouble and we're not getting out of it. This is not going to end well. As a matter of fact, I think it's just going to continue to get worse. We've been saying it for years, and it's been continuing to get worse. There's no light at the end of the tunnel except for an oncoming train. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I would agree. And about the boat thing, my husband Archie, he was a ship's painter. That was one thing that he knew how to paint. He also knew how to paint houses, and he also knew how to paint cars. And basically, give him a spray gun or a paintbrush, and he could do marvelous things. He could do the marble effects that you see in shopping centres on the pillars and all this sort of thing. And he had a yacht, and his yacht was in Sydney Harbour. And he had all these millionaires and billionaires' yachts all around him, and then there was his little yacht of about 60 foot. And you know, that was including the bowsprit. It was about 50, 52 or 53 foot without the bowsprit. And he had some of these millionaires coming on board his yacht. And they said his yacht was a nicer yacht than any of their yachts. And his yacht was a ferro-cement gaff-rigged ketch. And so a gaff-rigged ketch, it has a different sort of a sail design to a regular yacht, which is most yachts have what's called a Bermuda rig. That's a triangle-shaped sail. But a gaff-rigged ketch is a much older sail design, and it's a better sail design because if you get stuck somewhere, you can carve the rigging yourself out of any spare pieces of wood that you happen to find, which you absolutely cannot do on a Bermuda rig ketch. And he liked that. He liked to be able to make his own rigging if he needed it. He liked the gaff rigging. And if you want to look up on the internet, just type in gaff, G-A-S-S, R-I-G-G-E-D, gaff rigged, and K-E-T-C-H, and you'll see the sail design. And, but you know, lots of money does not make you happy and is not really necessary. And that's the truth. And a yacht that costs $5 million is not necessarily better than a yacht that costs a lot less, but that you've worked on and that you've made beautiful. And, you know, I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who's helping to train Lily and myself today, and I was explaining about Lily and that. And he was saying, gee, this is a beautiful horse. She's so well-behaved. She's so nice. She just does everything. And I said, do you know why she's like that? She's like that because I trained her to be like that. And she cost $800. And, you know, it was like, I said, when I got her, she knew how to, wear a halter and she knew how to get on a float. That's all she knew. She didn't know how to have her feet picked up. She didn't know how to be ridden. She didn't know anything. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend my path of horse ownership to people because it literally almost killed me, as you all remember. But these days, she's an outstanding horse. And this is a guy who regularly works with horses that are worth six-figure horses. And he said, gee, she's a nice horse. She's one of the nicest horses I know. And that's an example. Lily cost $800, broken in at the age of seven, out of the paddock. You know, been spending the first 7 years of her life wandering around in a field. And that, but, you know, it's what you make of what you have. It's not necessarily what you have. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I drive old vehicles. And I love them. And I wouldn't trade it for a brand-new vehicle. I wouldn't do it. Same thing with tractors. Making good use of what you have. It's a great way to go. Class will be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Like Ron Allen said, educational radio. That's what we are here at USA Prepares. Gwyneth, back to you.
Just on a side issue, is anyone out there is thinking that they're fed up with life on shore and that they would love to go to sea? They have to be aware of something. There's an old saying, but it's absolutely true. Yachts are a hole in the water that you pour money down. And that's just how it is. And it's really, really difficult to maintain a normal 9-to-5 regime on a yacht. It's, if you're on a yacht, you can kiss that life goodbye. That can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. And it's hard to make money when you're living on a yacht. What are you going to do? There's practically the only thing you can do is coastal freighter type work. That's about the only way that you can make money. And then you still have to deal with the water police. And I know from personal experience, they can be brutal. They can be, depending on your area. And you can't just say that, oh, yeah, well, I'll just spend all my time in international waters. No, you won't. You've got to come into shore. You've got to restock. And also, you need to paint your ship's hull at least every 4 to 6 months. Because Otherwise, you're going to have problems with worms and barnacles eating the hull of your ship. Or you might say, oh, well, I've got a steel hulled yacht. That's not a problem. You still need to get rid of the barnacles. You won't have the problem with worms, but you will still need to get rid of the barnacles because they will slow your ship down and they will create rust problems in your steel hull. And you still need to paint the hull every 4 to 6 months. And that means you either need to put the yacht into dry dock or you need to careen it, which means that you need to sail it up between high tide and low in an area that you know is not quicksand. And you need to moor it there, wait for the tide to go out, and go out when the tide is out and your yacht is high and dry, make sure everything's tied down, with your pot of paint and your paintbrush, and paint the hull. And that's what you need to do. And you need to be aware that painting a yacht's hull or a ship's hull is an absolute art. And for it to look like $1 million, you need to use 20 or 30 coats of paint on each side. So that means about 40 to 60 days will be spent careening the yacht for each paint job, you know. And you might say, oh, I'll just do it below the keel line. Well, where's the keel, where's the water line? You know, that can vary depending on how much weight your yacht is carrying. So that's the most important part to do, and I get it, you know. And you can do the anti-foul paint below the waterline, but unless you get it exactly on the waterline, you're going to have a big mark on the hull of above the waterline and below the waterline, and it's going to look kind of strange. Best to paint the whole hull, but then you lose your mirror finish unless you are an expert yacht painter. And if you're not an expert yacht painter, you've got to call in an expert yacht painter to do the painting for you onto the mud flat where you've got your yacht careened. Or you've got to put it into dry dock, which costs thousands of dollars a day. So that's just a bit of information out there that probably nobody's going to tell you.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 8 candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary. The event, hosted by Fox News, however, will be without the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump has opted for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows is asking a federal judge to block his arrest in the Georgia election case. Lawyers for Meadows filed the request in federal court in Atlanta. They argue Meadows should not be required to surrender for booking in the state's case by Friday while he fights to have the matter moved to federal court. He was once named the best football player in college football. Now former University of Southern California Trojan running back Reggie Bush will hold a news conference this morning to announce he's suing the NCAA. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I know. And he enlisted in the U.S. Navy.
Hello there. Apparently, yeah, I can't hear Vincent, so I'm going to start talking. Yeah.
I'm here.
That bloody was... Oh, you're back. Okay. That's good. Hello.
Yeah. So, Gwyneth, you were talking about how much effort, how much time is needed to paint the hull of a ship. And it reminds me of a young man I know. You know, he lived in Virginia, and he enlisted in the U.S. Navy, and he had accumulated a little bit of leave, weekend leave. So he went home for the weekend, and there was a party, and everybody was glad to see him. And they had this party for a lot of young people, and he became too inebriated. So on the way home, he decided to pull over on the side of the road and not drive anymore. So he fell asleep in the front seat of his vehicle. And the police noticed this vehicle on the side of the road, and they paid particular attention to the vomit running down the driver's door. And so they investigated, and they found this young man. Although he was not operating the vehicle, they found him to be inebriated. And he ended up being arrested, and they brought him to court. And the judge thought that the Navy should be notified, because the Navy was looking for this guy. And he'd just gone off, you know, for the weekend, and so where was he? Well, he was in jail. So the judge talked to the Navy, and the Navy said, how about we just take care of it for you, Judge? And the judge agreed. So this young man spent the next 6 months hanging on and off rigging on the side of a ship, and he painted it battleship gray for the next 6 months. So it takes a long time to paint, you know, a yacht or a ship. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. You don't just do one coat. And there's a reason for the mirror finish, okay? And that is that a mirror finish will travel more smoothly through the water than a matte finish. It's aerodynamic. And they figured that out a long time ago. And so the mirror finish on a yacht is not just cosmetic. It has a practical purpose. That mirror finish might take 20 or 30 coats. That's 20 or 30 days in the dry dock for a small yacht, you know, that you could paint in a day. Or it's 20, if it's a trail sailor, it's 20 or 30 days careened in your backyard. Actually more than that, because you have to paint one side and then you've got to flip the whole thing over and paint the other side. So that's like 60 days in your backyard, not on the trailer, on the ground in your backyard. Or if it's, like I said, you can moor it on the mud flats and in an area that's not quicksand, not bog, and just flat hard sand. And careen it that way and paint it that way. But that's 60 days out of 6 months. Let's push it to its outer limit. And so that's a third of the time that it's going to be, you know, basically sitting on a mud flat. Okay. And you got to pay for the paint. And you've got to pay for any rigging repairs, and you've got to pay for sail repairs. And even if you know how to repair the sails yourself, you have to have somewhere large and flat to lay the sail out while you're stitching it, or you're not going to do a good job stitching the sail. And, you know, that's a skill in and of itself, sail repair. And unless you plan to acquire that skill set, I would recommend hiring a sailmaker to do that. And then you've got to pay for him to come out to your place, and you've got to package the sail off and freight it to him. And the sails are big, and the sails are bulky, and the freight's expensive on them. So if there's anyone out there, I've owned yachts. I don't think I'll ever own another yacht. Horses, by the way, are holes that you pour money down as well. But at least with a horse, you have a little bit more control over the money that you pour down them. You can pour hundreds of dollars a week down a horse if you really want to, or you can figure out a way to not pour hundreds of dollars a week down a horse. And I've chosen the latter. I've chosen how to own a horse without spending hundreds of dollars a week on the damn thing.
Yeah, and I love the term trailer sailor. I've never heard that before, but I've had one, Glenn.
Oh,
when I was very, very young, I bought a trailer sailor. It was 10 feet long, and it needed to be, it had all kinds of add-ons and superstructure, and I took all that off, and I stripped it down to just a small small yacht. It was 10 feet long. So it's a little tiny thing, the size of a bathtub. And it took me 3 days to paint that. And it was only 10 feet long. And I turned it upside down, exactly what you said, and put multiple coats on it. It still took 3 days. And it's just 10 feet long. This thing is like, I don't know, just a little bit longer than the kitchen table, right? Seriously. So,
yeah.
Gwyneth is absolutely right. They are, a boat is a hole in the water you pour money in. That's absolutely for sure. Back to you.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit of a change of topic. China. China is currently imploding. I don't know if the class members are aware of that, but it's true. They have I think I got somebody else to send you or forward you an email, because apparently emails from me haven't been reaching you, so I don't know if you received the email that I forwarded through a third party.
I got
to
it.
You.
Yes, I do have it. I did get it. I did get it from Greg.
Yeah. One thing that I mentioned was China and the unemployment rate in China. The official statistic in China is 23% youth unemployment. The anecdotal, unofficial unemployment figure is more like 43%. If you go to cities such as Guangzhou or Shanghai or Guilin, or, I mean, Beijing's currently dealing with its own citizen issues. It's had massive floods, including the Forbidden City, which has flooded for the first time in 600 years. But you'll see that these CBDs have been hollowed out. The central business districts of these Chinese megacities, some of them hundreds of years old, like Shanghai, has been a commercial center. I don't know how long it's been a commercial center, but I would say at least 300 years that Shanghai has been a major commercial center. It's hollowed out. There's nothing there. The shops are shut. The factories are shut. And there's only one place that this whole thing goes to from here, and that is that their whole country is imploding, massive youth unemployment. All their agricultural areas have just been flooded out. That means they've lost their crops. With the possible exception of the Loos Plateau. I don't know how the Loos Plateau is doing. Probably it's doing a bit better because they've had a lot of flood remediation. Earthworks there in the last 30 or so years. And so the Loos Plateau might be okay, but as for the rest of China, I don't think it's going to do so well. I think they're going to have massive crop losses, which means that their people are going to starve. And as Gerald Celente is so fond of saying, when all else fails, they take you to war. And I think that this is where it's headed. I think that the Chinese government, to save face, is going to have to do something to get back at the big bad Westerner bad guys. In their eyes, that's how they see us. And that this is the excuse that they need to do some sort of military campaign against the Western nations. And that includes the US and it includes Europe. And they won't have many fossil fuel resources. But what they do have is they have 10,000 war horses that are just currently standing around on a ranch eating grass. How difficult would it be in a nation of 1.3, 1.4 billion people to find 10,000 people with the sort of horse riding abilities that would be needed to ride these horses into war? I don't think it would be particularly difficult. And even if they couldn't find them right away, they would be able to find enough men to train the people that they need to ride these horses over to the west and to make war. And that applies even if all their fossil fuel resources and oil refineries and all the rest of it are destroyed, which many of them are through these floods. But that won't matter because you don't need fossil fuel resources to conduct a cavalry operation with horses. And they have the horses. And they have friends who live in Mongolia who have horses, who have a great centuries-long military tradition of riding their horses across to the west and pillaging the place. This has been done before. The name Hun originally applied to the soldiers of Genghis Khan, the great Mongol emperor. And he rode his horses all the way across to Germany and basically took over Germany. You've got to be aware that this is coming. And it's probably coming a lot sooner than a lot of people think. You might think that I'm, off my rocker for suggesting that anybody would dare to do a military campaign with tens of thousands of cavalry horses in our modern era. But I'm not kidding. The Chinese, what they will do, they will make a detour through Afghanistan and they will pick up a lot of these really hacked off Afghans with their camels and horses and, all the AR-15s and rocket launchers that Joe left there. That's what they're going to do. And they're really hacked off. They're starving. They've got no resources. They've got no.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, I think that it may sound far-fetched to think that horses could be used against the United States of America. Let me submit this to you. Oh, about in the 70s, Mrs. Finelli and I worked at the same corporation, and we'd ride from our homes, which were close together on the East Coast, to this corporation where we both worked. And we used to travel the interstate. And about four lanes each direction. So four lanes going north and four lanes going south. And one day there was this massive, massive traffic jam. It was gridlock for miles. And we found out what it was. It took about a half an hour to get to the point where we saw what was causing it. There was a gal on the other side of the grassy median trying to change her tire. And the sun was glistening through her white skirt.
Oh, no.
And everybody stopped to look at this girl trying to change her tire from, let's say, 300 feet away. And what I'm saying is that caused a massive traffic jam in both directions. Now, imagine a horse on the interstate. Imagine a horse just stopping in the center lane. No American is going to crash through that horse because we love animals. We're going to wait for somebody to do something. Now, the opposite direction of traffic on the interstate is going to stop and look and see what's going on with the horse in the opposite lane, right? It's one horse just standing in the middle of one of many lanes of an interstate can stop traffic in both directions. And then what has to happen? Somebody has to get through all that traffic to put the horse in a trailer or get the horse out of the road. Does that sound far-fetched? Think about it.
Somebody knowledgeable.
So you take 1,000 horses and the United States of America comes to gridlock. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying I've seen it happen with a girl in a white skirt. Back to you.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, If you are conducting a military campaign with fossil fuel-powered vehicles, whether they're powered by gasoline or diesel or whatever, or if they're electric tanks, whatever, you've got a supply chain. That vehicle has to have regular supplies of fuel maintained to it. But if you are a Chinese fellow from the hinterboonies of China who is used to living off the land, or if you are a Mongol man from Mongolia and you are used to living with your horse off the land, you don't need a supply chain because you've been doing this your whole life. You know how to live off of the country, and your horse is used to it as well. Your horse is used to living 12 months out of the year in all weather, and you're used to living 12 months out of the year in all weather. You can't shut down the supply chain of such a person. That person has a tremendous military advantage to somebody whose military campaign, like, for instance, the U.S. Army's supply division is the most important division in the whole U.S. Army. And that is true of all Western armies. None of them can operate without their supply chain. All of them will shut down as soon as their supply chain is interrupted because they won't have any fuel for their machines. And that's just the truth of it. That's just how it is. You know, but these people don't operate like that. They don't need the supply chain because their horsepower runs on grass. And they don't even need shoes. These horses have never worn a shoe. They maintain their own tack with an oar or a long saddler's needle and whatever threads they happen to find or have on them. And they can do their own tack repairs. I've seen YouTube videos of these Mongol horsemen doing repairs on their own tack. It's quite amazing. You know, they have special saddle makers that make their specific design of saddle that they use in Mongolia. So they can't make their own saddles. There's practically no horseman on earth makes their own saddle. And that's no different for the Mongols. They have specialist saddle makers who have considerable rank within their own culture. But, you know, once the saddle's made, it can be passed down from generation to generation. They're very, very well made saddles. You know, and once they're made, all that they need to repair them.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.